Going to offer a few words, and then we're going to move into a ministry of dance and music at the end of our service today. So as we continue about thinking about what we want for Christmas, today we're going to focus on joy, that kind of deep joy that only God can give to us. So I want to start with a little video clip that will hopefully get you into the spirit of that kind of joy. Something about a baby and that kind of laughter, right? That brings us such great joy. We need to laugh more, don't we? So today is the Sunday of joy and Advent, peace, hope, and then peace, and then joy. And we light the pink candle on the Advent wreath and wind our way down to this last week before Christmas. Some of you are panicking right now, I know, but it is the last week before Christmas, and we will hear the angels say to the shepherds on Christmas Eve, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people." The third Sunday of Advent in sort of high church traditions is sometimes known as Gaudete Sunday. It's a Latin word, and we get our word joy from that. It means joyous, joyous celebration. And interestingly, I discovered this week from a friend that our word gaudy or gaudy comes from that same root word. Maybe you've heard maybe your mother say that. That's so gaudy, you know, what she's wearing. So if you're looking around and see some Christmas decorations or a house that is just like fully decked out with all the lights, remember, it may seem gaudy in a way or just too much, but really it is a thing of joy. After all, do you have people driving down the street to come to your house and see all the lights? It's the gaudy ones that people want to see. Joy, of course, is all over the Bible. Rejoice in the Lord always. We heard this morning, again, I say rejoice. The joy of the Lord is my strength. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. It's everywhere. And today in our scriptures, we get a glimpse of Mary singing with joy about the impending birth of Jesus. "My soul glorifies," she says, or "magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." You see the joy there too. The Song of Mary is the oldest Advent hymn. Preacher Dietrich Bonhoeffer writes, you may remember him, he's the German pastor who was killed by the Nazis in World War II for speaking out. He says, "The Song of Mary is at once the most passionate and the wildest, and one might even say the most revolutionary Advent hymn ever written. This is not the gentle, tender, dreamy Mary that we sometimes see in paintings. This is the passionate, surrendered, and proud, enthusiastic Mary who speaks out and sings to God of her praise and her hope for the world. She is full of joy, joy that is determined, joy that trusts, and joy that cannot be contained." Some of us may have been taught that to be a good Christian or even to be a good person, we need to be happy and positive no matter what. But that would not be completely honest, would it? Joy is something so much deeper than happiness and more powerful even than the power of positive thinking, which is a good thing, of course. But joy, deep joy, is not about denial of the hard things we're going through or have gone through. It's not about trying to pretend that everything is fine when it's really not, perhaps. It's not about putting on our happy face. Writer and author Sarah Bessie says this. She says, joy is born in our lives, not from pretending everything is fine, but from holding the hope we have in Jesus and the truth of our lives together. The Christian can stand in that space, that place of grief even, which some of you are experiencing right now, even be there with joy. Because joy is the affirmation of the thing that is truer than any troubles, any affliction, any hard thing we're going through, the affirmation that love wins in the end. And Jesus is indeed as good as we hope for. It's all worth it, and all will be redeemed. Some of you know that this week marks the longest night of the year. Friday night is the winter solstice, and it is the night when we will see the most hours of darkness. Some of us look forward to that time if we're early risers, when the sun will rise earlier and earlier and we'll get a glimpse of that. And to me, those sort of rhythms of the earth remind us of the promise of God and the promise of the resurrection, the promise that there is indeed hope at the other end of the longest night. There is light. Weeping may tarry with the night, we read in Scripture, but joy comes in the morning. This is the joy, my friends, that conquers our deepest fears, the joy that rises up out of our most profound grief and sadness, the joy that pushes its way through all those doubts that we have, the joy of a baby, the joy of a grandparent, the joy that we've been awakened for another day of life. My soul magnifies the Lord, Mary sang out, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. May our joy in this season and throughout the year run so deep that it fills our soul and that it fills the hearts of all God's children. Remember, we sang this year, may the day arrive where Christmas joy, I would add in, comes for everyone. Everyone alive. As we move into this next piece here, I want you to just see the joy and hear the joy. We will be hearing a song called Breath of Heaven, and it's a beautiful song, sometimes called Mary's Song, and it, for me, just encapsulates that joy that Mary must have felt and that hope that Jesus, through Mary and her response and through all of us, will indeed change the world.